Chapter 15. Jehoshaphat, the King Who Believed God. Called to the throne at the age of 35, Jehoshaphat had before him the example of good King Asa, who in nearly every crisis had done that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. 1 Kings 15, verse 11. During a reign of 25 years, Jehoshaphat sought to walk in all the ways of Asa his father. He turned not aside. 1 Kings 22, verse 43. He endeavored to persuade his subjects to take a firm stand against idolatry. Many in his realm sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. 1 Kings 22, verse 43, RSV. From the beginning, the king tried to safeguard Judah from the sins characterizing the northern kingdom under Ahab. Jehoshaphat sought not unto Balaam, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. The Lord was with him, and established the kingdom in his hand. 2 Chronicles 17, verse 3-5. Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance. As time passed, the king took away the high places and groves out of Judah. Verses 5-6. And the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. 1 Kings 22, verse 46. Thus, gradually, the inhabitants of Judah were freed from perils that had threatened to retard seriously their spiritual development. Throughout the kingdom, the people were in need of instruction in the law of God. By conforming their lives to its requirements, they would become loyal both to God and to man. Knowing this, Jehoshaphat took steps to ensure to his people thorough instruction in the Holy Scriptures. By royal appointment, instructors went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. 2 Chronicles 17, verse 9. And as many put away sin, a revival was effected. In obedience to God's law, there is great gain. If the teachings of God's word were made the controlling influence in the life of every man and woman, the evils that now exist in national and social life would find no place. From every home would go forth an influence that would make men and women strong in spiritual insight and in moral power. For many years, Jehoshaphat was unmolested by surrounding nations. The fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah. Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store. Men of war waited on the king. 2 Chronicles 17, verse 10, 12-19. Blessed with riches and honor. 2 Chronicles 18, verse 1. He was enabled to wield a mighty influence for truth and righteousness. In the height of his prosperity, Jehoshaphat consented to the marriage of his son Jehoram to Athaliah, daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. This union formed between Judah and Israel an alliance which, in time of crisis, brought disaster to the king and to many of his subjects. On one occasion, Jehoshaphat visited the king of Israel at Samaria. Special honor was shown the royal guest from Jerusalem, and he was persuaded to unite with Israel in war against the Syrians. Ahab hoped that by joining with Judah, he might regain Ramoth, one of the old cities of refuge, which he contended rightfully belonged to Israel. Jehoshaphat, in a moment of weakness, rashly promised to join him against the Syrians. Yet his better judgment led him to seek the will of God concerning the undertaking. "Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord," he suggested to Ahab. In response, Ahab called 400 false prophets and asked, "Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" They answered, "Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand." verses 4, 5. Unsatisfied, Jehoshaphat asked, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him?" Verse 6. "There is yet one man, Micaiah the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord." Ahab answered, "But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me." 1 Kings 22, verse 8. Jehoshaphat was firm in his request that the man of God be called. Micaiah said, "I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace." Verse 17. Jehoshaphat makes a mistake. Neither ruler felt inclined to heed the warning. Ahab had marked out his course and was determined to follow it. Jehoshaphat had given his word, "We will be with thee in the war." 2 Chronicles 18, verse 3. And after making such a promise, he was reluctant to withdraw his forces. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. 1 Kings 22, verse 29. During the battle that followed, Ahab was shot by an arrow and died.
From this disastrous battle, Jehoshaphat returned to Jerusalem. The prophet Jehu met him with the reproof, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly, and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land, and hast prepared thine heart to seek God." 2 Chronicles 19, verse 2, 3. Jehoshaphat's later years were largely spent in strengthening the national and spiritual defenses of Judah. He went out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. Verse 4. One important step taken by the king was the establishment of efficient courts of justice. He set judges in the land, and in the charge given them he urged, "Take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. With the Lord our God, there is no respect of persons, nor taking of gifts." Verses 5 to 7. The king exhorted the judges of the court of appeal at Jerusalem to be faithful. "Amariah the chief priest is over you in all matters of the Lord. The Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good." Verse 11. In safeguarding the rights and liberties of his subjects, Jehoshaphat emphasized the consideration that every member of the human family receives from God, who rules over all. Those who are appointed to act as judges under him are to defend the poor and fatherless, and do justice to the afflicted and needy. Psalm 82, verse 3. Armies that threaten to destroy Judah. Toward the close of Jehoshaphat's reign, Judah was invaded. The children of Moab and the children of Ammon came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Tidings of this invasion reached the king through a messenger, who appeared with the startling word, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria." 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1, 2. Jehoshaphat was a man of courage. For years he had been strengthening his armies and fortified cities. He was well prepared to meet almost any foe. Yet in this crisis, he put not his trust in the arm of flesh. Only by a living faith in God could he hope to gain the victory over these heathen, who boasted of their power to humble Judah in the eyes of the nations. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord.
Standing in the temple court before his people, Jehoshaphat poured out his soul in prayer. O Lord God of our fathers, rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel? And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us, to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. We have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Verses 3, 4, 6, 7, 10 to 12. For years, Jehoshaphat had taught the people to trust in the one who had so often saved his chosen ones from destruction. And now he did not stand alone. All Judah stood before the Lord, with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Verse 13. Unitedly they besought the Lord to put their enemies to confusion. O God, do not keep silence. Do not hold thy peace or be still, O God. For lo, thy enemies are in tumult. They say, Come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Against thee they make a covenant. Let them be put to shame and dismayed forever. Let them perish in disgrace. Let them know that thou alone, whose name is the Lord, art the Most High over all the earth. Psalm 83, RSV. As the people joined with their king in humbling themselves before God, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, a Levite, and he said, Thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15 to 17. A battle won by a choir singing. Early in the morning, as they advanced into the wilderness of Tekoa to battle, Jehoshaphat said, Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. Verses 20-21. These singers went before the army, lifting their voices in praise to God for the promise of victory. It was a singular way of going to battle, singing and exalting the God of Israel. This was their battle song. They possessed the beauty of holiness. Would not more praising of God strengthen the hands of the valiant soldiers who today are standing in defense of truth? The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. Verses 22-23. God was the strength of Judah in this crisis, and he is the strength of his people today. We are not to trust in princes or to set men in the place of God. In every emergency, we are to feel that the battle is God's. His resources are limitless, and apparent impossibilities will make the victory all the greater. Laden with spoil, the armies of Judah returned with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. Verses 27-28. They had put their trust wholly in God,
and he had proved to be their fortress and deliverer. Now they could sing with understanding the inspired hymn of David. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Psalm 46, verse 1, 9-11, RSV. Through the faith of Judah's ruler and of his armies, the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries, when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 29, 30.